680 on WRNG Ring Radio in North Atlanta. I'm Harry Davey, and our guest on the hotline from Washington, D.C. is Dr. Peter Beter. And I'm going to shut up and take your calls, and in order to let as many people as possible talk with Dr. Beter, and we almost always have 2,000 or 3,000 more calls blocked than we can handle, I'm going to ask your cooperation in two things. When I connect you with Dr. Beter, you'll hear a tone go off in your ear. Start talking. Please spare us the how are you today, and Dr. Beter, are you there? Can you hear me? He'll hear you. You please go ahead and ask your question or make your comment. I'll ask you to please confine yourself to no more than two questions, and preferably ask them and then let me go ahead and terminate the telephone connection, and you'll have 10 seconds to get back to your radio and turn the volume up, and Dr. Beter can go ahead and answer the questions, and I think we can move a lot quicker that way, and it'll be a lot more enjoyable listening. So, those statements having been made, let's begin. You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead.
Dr. Beter, last week I heard you, and you was commenting on some of the finances of the politicians, and particularly Jimmy Carter, Minister Dennis, to where he got his start in his financing. Would you comment on that, please?
Thanks, sir.
Jimmy Carter is a strange phenomenon, you know, and a strange phenomenon is this race. I'm informed from very reliable sources that Jimmy Carter's whole program was orchestrated by the Rockefellers, who've always been behind the scenes on the major politicians of this country. And so far, they've used Jimmy Carter in order to get rid of George Wallace, just as George Wallace was used in 1972 to get rid of the other front runners. Jimmy Carter, in the end, will be double-crossed by the Rockefellers. And he will be thrown upon a trash heap, and there will be another Democratic vice president under Hubert Humphrey.
Dr. Beter, you mentioned last week that Carter was used as Wallace had been used. Question, when you say used, do you necessarily imply that the person knows he is being used in both those instances, for instance?
No, they don't know. Jimmy Carter does not know. He's been given certain promises. He's been given tremendous build-up on the national media, which is controlled by the Rockefellers, on the mass media. But this is the usual way of doing things. They're going to have to get rid of Jimmy Carter one way or another after his job has been accomplished, because Hubert Humphrey will get the nomination. This deal has been in the works for quite some time. A great sum of money and control of an oil company has been forthcoming to Hubert Humphrey. His tax case here in Washington has been slapped with a presidential seal. This tax case involves millions of dollars. And for this quid pro quo, Humphrey will throw the election to Nelson Rockefeller if there is an election. And the whole thing is controlled and programmed in New York City by the Rockefellers. And the American people, again, is being taken for a ride. This is just a circus. As I said, Carter will be, at the present time, he will be dumped just like George Wallace was used.
Okay, Dr. Beter, I got to interrupt you here. We'll be right back. The time is 9:10 on WRNG. Dr. Peter Beter, our guest.